who I do have here is Graham in the studio. And what I want to ask you about is rechargeable batteries. Now, when I was a kid, some time ago, my dad was very into rechargeable batteries, and we sort of used to put them in our Walkman, and they would basically last a tape's length and then just die. I understand now rechargeable batteries are a lot better. What's changed, and should people be using them, you know, at home, your sort of AA batteries?
Yes, I believe it's time we looked again at rechargeable batteries. I know a lot of people had a lot of disappointing experiences years ago, but the technology has moved on. I mean, we never consider using a rechargeable battery in our mobile phones. So why do we do it in everything? You know, why do we not do it in everything else? This country alone spends £250 million a year on single shot batteries, which
are
thrown away.
I think most of that's me, actually. Yeah. I buy a lot of batteries.
I mean, if I were to sell you a car and say it's going to cost you £80 to fill it up with fuel, but every time you fill up again, it's going to cost you 50p for the next 300 fills, you know, you'd think that's crazy. Why wouldn't I do that? And yet with batteries, we don't.
And is it just the chemistry of the batteries that's changed that enables them to be better?
The chemistry has moved on. It started with NiCad. It's now nickel metal hydride. And yes, it's very, very different today from what it was 10, 15 years ago.
Cheers. Thank you.
You're listening to The Naked Scientists with Kat Arney and also with me, Chris Smith. Our quiz this week, don't forget, we want you to tell us, what is the voltage on an AA battery? And it's a slight tricky question because there are two answers.